Now to the UK, where the Queen will meet senior royals, or is meeting them in Sandringham, to discuss the future roles of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Prince Harry, the Duke of Cambridge and the Prince of Wales are all expected to attend, while Meghan is expected to join the discussion by phone from Canada. On the line for more is royal commentator Jenny Bond. Jenny, just take us through what's expected to emerge from today's meeting.
Yes, well, it's the first time that they'll have got together since the bombshell announcement on Wednesday. So the Queen, acting, I think, as Queen, Matriarch, but also as grandmother, has summoned her son and her two grandsons. And I think it'll be very much a business meeting, more than a family meeting. There'll be private secretaries and advisers there. Both governments of Canada and the UK have been consulted about a way forward. And that is what they're trying to find. They're trying to accommodate Harry and Meghan's wishes to be part-time, if you want, and also to keep them somehow happy with some privacy.
There are suggestions that Prince Harry may, as the headline in the Telegraph puts it, tell all if his plans are thwarted. Now, what's your view on that?
Well, I think that would be really depressing if he and Meghan decided to go on Oprah Winfrey or something and dish the dirt on the royal family. We've seen things like this happen before. We saw Charles give an interview to Jonathan Dimbleby many years ago in which he admitted adultery. We saw a panorama with Diana, which was catastrophic and led to the Queen intervening and ordering a divorce. We've seen Prince Andrew give an interview to Newsnight in which he revealed far more than Proxy had wished to. So I very much hope they don't go down that line, but they are in talks with Oprah Winfrey about some kind of production. Nothing to do with the royal family as far as we know, but they're friends with her. It could happen. I hope it doesn't.
Yes, because Tom Bradby, the ITV journalist and a friend of both Princes William and Harry, was in the Sunday Times yesterday suggesting that Harry and Meghan are considering giving such an interview. He says, I've some idea of what might be aired in a full, no-holds-barred sit-down interview, and I don't think it would be pretty.
Exactly. So, I mean, one assumes from that it would be Meghan saying she feels she's been treated unfairly either by the royal family and or definitely by the press. I don't think washing your dirty linen in public like that is going to do anyone any good. Of course, you know, newspapers and media organisations would lap it up, but I don't think it would help heal any of the rifts which are clearly opened now within the royal family.
And the suggestion, I think, in the Times, though I haven't seen it yet, is that Harry feels that he's been bullied by William.
Well, there's a lot of tittle-tattle. And I would very much doubt that. William and Harry have always been very, very close. They've been through so much together, not least the death of their mother. And I believe the other side of those reports, which suggest that William has said, I've always been able to put my hand around my brother, you know, and that's what I want to continue doing right now.
But not anymore, apparently.
Yeah, we're separate entities at the moment, but I hope the time will come when we are singing the same song again and we want to play on the same team. So very conciliatory remarks, and I think that's much more the truth of it.
Yeah, and I suppose less said soon as mended, as you're suggesting, Jenny. But in practical terms, though, I mean, how can they step back from the royal family and as senior members and still be continuing to carry out some functions? How might that look?
Well, I think it is possible. I've said throughout that I think it is workable and that it's difficult for the second child of a monarch to find a path in life. It was difficult for Margaret, difficult for Andrew, difficult for Harry, and it will be difficult for Charlotte and Louis in the future. It's a very undefined senior royal role. So I think they could be accommodated, particularly in Canada, where, you know, that is part of the Commonwealth. The Queen is Queen of the Commonwealth. Charles will be King of Canada. So he could have a senior royal role over there and over here, it seems to me. I think be more positive about it.
Right. Well, look, we leave it there. We await developments. Jenny Bond, thank you very much indeed. Royal commentator, formerly a royal correspondent with the BBC. It's just after 11 o'clock. We'll go to the newsroom again and to Brian Jennings.